Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very VARY Necessary Podcast.
Howdy, partner.
My nose running.
It's that pollen.
Ketchup.
That pollen is sick.
Oh, yeah. And even when it rains, it comes right back.
I want to scratch my throat so bad.
It comes right back.
It's coming
back.
I mean, as soon as you walk
out your house, it's like I feel like it's coating my throat. I was damn, am I in hell?
But I don't think I've ever seen it where as soon as it finished raining, here it is.
Yeah,
just dropping
it
out.
It comes right back. Normally the rain's supposed to wash it away. Nah.
So last year I cut every tree out of my yard.
It's not gonna matter.
Because I have really bad allergies and pollen is just like the devil.
Mm-hmm.
It's like pollen and Donald Trump are the same person. So
it just won't go away.
Yeah, it just won't go away. And so the people behind me got like 50,000 goddamn trees in their yard. So all the pollen from their trees just swarms over into my yard. And I want to just be like, Lord, do something with them. Make them cut them trees down.
It seems like it's just falling out the sky now. And the pollen has fallen early. Because I remember in February, and I was in Charlotte, and somebody said, that's pollen. I said, can't be. And soon as we walked out the restaurant, pollen was everywhere. That was ridiculous. I mean, like your strawberry
just
shortcake.
Just look like yellow cocaine. Yeah.
I like it.
What does it say? Life is sweet. That's right.
Strawberry. Is it extraordinary?
But you know what? I don't want her. Shortcake. I want orange blossom or either lemon meringue.
Well, that's not what was in Ross. Because apparently, Ross just likes strawberry.
I want orange blossom.
But when I see an orange blossom, like I say, I know my friends.
But I want the old school orange blossom. I don't want that new one with her hair flipped all back.
Look.
I want her with natural curly hair.
If y'all can find us a retro orange blossom, please inbox us and let us know. Because I don't know who this entitled thing thinks she is around here. I don't want the new one. I want the old one.
She talking about
me. Oh, Lord. Talking about what she
want. I want the curly hair, old school orange blossom. I don't want that new one with her hair flipped. Her hair was not straight.
I haven't seen the new one.
Her hair was not straight.
So extra.
I ain't seen the new one.
We got a show topic today.
Mm-hmm.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
You gonna read our show topic?
Yeah.
So
Give us the tea. Give us the tea.
Okay. So I'm planning on breaking up with my boyfriend of 3 years. Last week I found out he's been in constant communication with his ex-girlfriend the entire time we've been together. Not just texting to catch up once in a while, but texting almost every day, meeting up once or twice a month. We've had conversations, but when I found out they were texting last year. I told him I was uncomfortable with it and I mistakenly thought things would change. I know that that he lied about where he was going multiple times to go meet her. I think breaking up is the best decision, but I feel conflicted. I've been thinking about it all week, and sometimes I wonder if I'm overreacting and there's just a chance we can work it out. Just wondering if I can make the right choice, or should I just think about it a little longer?
You was thinking
planning?
About it long enough.
I guess my question.
When you caught his motherfucking ass talking to her last year,
so
you should have broke up with him.
To do it?
She's conflicted.
Can we have letter? Because that was stupid as fuck.
No, it's not. Yo, she think about it. And let me go back. Do I plan? Maybe it's some people do strategically do things. So, okay.
Yeah, they're trying to build their exit.
Didn't I tell you last year to stop talking to this bitch? Why are you still texting and talking and meeting up with the whole I told you last year, you don't want no fucking girlfriend. Apparently you want to be back with her. Go back with the bitch.
But you got to think about it. I think he may be taking care of her. she probably don't know how to leave the relationship because she may leave with nothing and she doesn't know how to start her life over after 3 years.
Well, then sit down and shut up and let the boy take care of you and then conversate with her then.
So she feels conflicted because, like, am I overreacting? I mean, he did.
What are they texting about?
She didn't say, but they meet up.
It's a problem.
Oh, they meet up?
Yeah, they
meet up. Now, does he tell her this? That they meet up?
No, she said she found out.
Oh, she found out.
It was time. She said she found out it was times. He said he was one place, but he was with her.
She said we had conversations when I found out they were texting last year. I told him I was uncomfortable with it.
I can't, y'all.
Some bullshit.
Because,
ma'am. Because, ma'am, he's fucking you, and he's still fucking her too.
Right, and it's
after we done broke up. After we done broke up and he with somebody else, mm-hmm. he can't call me, see me, talk to me no more because he gonna still want it. Period. And if you think he ain't fucking her, use the food. Little girl.
If you've spoken about it, he said he was going to. Did he say he was going to stop communication?
Well, she said that she caught him. Well, he lied about it. I guess he told her he wasn't going to do it anymore, and she caught him again.
No, I thought she said something about it was to her understanding or something that he wouldn't. So I don't know if he actually said, "I ain't going to talk to the girl no more." Go back.
She said, we had a conversation when I found out that they were texting last year.
Uh-huh.
I told him I was uncomfortable with it and I mistakenly thought things would change.
See, we had a conversation. Listen.
Mm-hmm.
We had a conversation. I told you I didn't like the shit, but in my head, I thought you was going to stop, but you never said you was. That's where you fucked up.
And here again,
hit on my picture.
The specifics.
You see the
expectation.
You see her with the tree in this row?
Yeah.
And the tree is right here? That's where you had him fucked up because he stopped right here at the tree, bitch, and you kept going down the road.
Well, so it's time to break up.
Yeah. She said, I now know that he lied about it last year. Where he was going multiple times to go meet her. I think breaking up is the best decision, but yeah. I still feel conflicted.
Because you love him. We get it. We all been there a time or two.
Why do people ask you questions that they already know the goddamn answers?
She's answering all of her questions.
Because sometimes you just want somebody to say, well, maybe.
You need some validation in
your
answer.
You want somebody to talk you into this shit making sense when it don't. So I'm pretty sure when you look at the comments, everybody clowning her, dodo head.
What are some of the comments that say, like the preacher say, read? What are some of the comments that they are saying?
Oh, girl. Oh, my gosh.
You've been a dummy for long enough.
Let's see.
Just stop.
No.
How much longer you going to be the dummy? You might as well just sign up to be in a polyamorous relationship because it's you, me, and he. What you gonna do?
She said,
baby?
You let him know that you're uncomfortable with the situation. He continues to do it and also sneaks to do it. Should be proof enough that he does not respect or value
your relationship
and the relationship enough to stop what he's doing.
Absolutely.
Either you stay, shut up, and deal with it or leave it. Leave like you've been contemplating. Please do not waste any more time. You will never be able to get that back or on someone that still have feelings for his ex. Clearly, he does.
Mm-hmm.
Like, girl, you're wasting your time. If the ex was good enough, why did they break up in the first place? Men tend to think they are clever when they are doing back and forth better. Just move on, sister.
So my friend sent me a list of show ideas. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of goes along with this post because she was like, is cheating inevitable or is monogamy just natural?
So what y'all think?
Everybody
like,
cheated after I saw that video.
What video you saw?
With paraplegic. Sprinkle.
And she talked about Hawthorne, right?
Yeah. The paraplegic can cheat.
So is monogamy really considered even natural or is cheating just inevitable?
Well,
I mean,
because
they even say now, if you have the thought or allude or, you know, fantasies, you've basically cheated. So you, even though you haven't touched anything, it's the whatever thought. So that's cheat. Well, then we're all cheaters.
Yeah, we're all cheaters.
But when you, I guess when you act on it,
what's the difference? What's the difference? You, how many women?
That's true.
How many women?
That is so true.
How many women who have laid in the bed with their husbands, man, whatever you want to call them, and while he's giving you the business or not, you have another man on your mind.
Ooh,
is that cheating?
I don't know. I personally, I have not.
He don't know you cheating.
He don't know you cheating.
But are you cheating yourself? When you do that,
I definitely. Well, I don't know. Maybe sometimes
because you're not satisfied.
Maybe sometimes
if you're sitting there and thinking about Raymond and Billy.
I mean, Willie Earl just ain't gonna do it.
Billy, yeah.
Don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself. Right. Yeah. Get that thing.
So
you
I
really
guess
want.
That's why a lot of people are so, you know, I guess now open to, you know, having like a poly lifestyle or okay with somebody having someone else. I don't know. I would think that cheating would be non-existent in some couples relationships, but then
so do poly all... hold on, I don't understand the whole poly life, but do the poly people allow the person to cheat in the home, or they have to go out the home to do that?
Well, I don't think it's considered cheating. Because then they have that person that they're in the relationship with.
I mean, but do it go on in my house or do you go somewhere else and do it?
Because I think they're involved with all three.
Oh, all three people.
Uh-huh, I think. I don't know.
So what if I just allow him to go off and do what he do, but just don't do it? Yeah, that's just condoning cheating?
I know a lot of couples that do that now. Where, you know, they just... Okay, we know that we are together, but, you know, they can have a girlfriend or a boyfriend outside. But when you see them on camera or out, it's going to be Jan and Jeff and not, you know, Jan, Jeff, and Jennifer.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't think I could take that.
Is this what it comes down to?
I think it's just like more in the forefront now. Have y'all noticed that? Like
maybe
it's
because it's like I can't stop them, so let's put shit into perspective
of this relationship.
I was tacky because I was okay with paying for my plate or asking for a plate to be paid for at my event, but apparently in these days and time, it's not tacky to have a girlfriend and a boyfriend and we all live together and swap body fluids. That's not tacky, but me asking for Chibuto or $25 plate is. So we in a different day and time.
We really are definitely in a different day and time.
So what makes sense don't make sense. So I guess it's kind of all up in the air. It's whatever you choose to do.
Listen, nothing is in the dark anymore. Everybody is coming out full-fledged with it is what it is.
I guess it's like take me as I am, but y'all, and you know, to each his own. And I guess that's my whole thing.
Ain't nobody in the closet with nothing.
Right. But everything don't need to be talked about. Have y'all noticed like people that are famous, when they got older, they started telling everything. When they're near death, they started telling everything. Like now they say I'm do this now and this is who I am and these are the people that's down with me that's doing it, and it's just kind of like why you can't keep things to yourself.
Yeah, I just think some things need to be private, right, between you and one person or between you and a select group of people. The whole world doesn't need to know.
No,
but then I guess they say, look, we're happy and I mean we're gonna be, you know, here. And whether y'all like it or not. I mean, okay, it's okay too, but you don't have to just scream it and yell it out. Okay, we get it. If y'all three together, y'all three together. That's wonderful.
And that's right. And so here's my take on that, Sue. I feel like everybody should love who they love, right, do what they do. And if you want to broadcast it, broadcast it. Yeah. If you don't, then don't. My thing is, I don't like when you live some type of alternative lifestyle, or maybe you don't think it's alternative, but something that I don't do.
and then you try to force
everything on, yeah,
what you do, want to accept what you it. Do onto me, right. Or say that the way I'm doing things is not right because that ain't how you do it.
You do it.
No,
right.
God damn it. Right. I am me, you're you. Right. If you cool with that, then you be cool with that over there, but don't try to force that shit on me.
Right. Mm. Now, I mean, that's
I've had lesbians to say, well, how you know you don't like girls until you try it? Because I know I don't want nobody else's vagina.
Oh, they trying to bait
on
you.
Me. Yeah. Now, if that's you. What you want, I see beautiful lesbian relationships. Mm-hmm. I do. Mm-hmm. And I love them.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be with another girl. Right. I don't like bitches like that. I'm right. just sorry.
I mean, yeah. And you're right. And that's the whole thing.
They're baiting.
I think women are beautiful. I mm-hmm. call women beautiful all the time. Yeah. I enjoy, you know, spending time with certain beautiful women and their spirits and their auras. And, you know, I'm a massage therapist. I rub on women. I mm-hmm. tell them, you have beautiful skin. I give them facials. I wash their hair. I do their hair. Like, I love a woman's body until it's time to have sex.
Right.
I don't want to have sex with you, ma'am. I don't want you to put the strap on and try to have sex with me. Because if I want some pee-pee, I just want to go with the boy the pee-pee is attached to.
You can't be nice to everyone. You can't be just
goddamn
genuine with people.
Yeah.
Because they may take it the wrong way, and then you got to show them the ugly side, and it's like they don't like the ugly side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? Just because I'm nice to you and we hang out don't mean I want you.
Right.
Even if you're like a woman friendship. Who you like two men at a time. Girl, you a soldier because I cannot take no two pee-pees. No. That's hard enough to yes. deal with one.
Yes. So, and congratulations.
But you do came? But you do that over Ooh. There because I ain't built like Mm-mm. you. Right. I don't like that.
But it's to each his own. Just yeah. like AJ Johnson, when mm-hmm. she came out and she told everybody she had a threesome. Mm-hmm. It was on one of her birthdays. She said her she 50th, felt like it was, her was 50th, like her 50th.
Yeah.
Because she's like 60-something. Don't she
look her 60th birthday.
She looks
yeah,
great.
Yeah, she looks good. Amazing. Yeah, it was one of her milestone yeah. birthdays. And she said it was like dancing a tango. Like, but, and then she was like, y'all, I lived. So what? Okay, yeah, I'm telling you. I had it, so what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
it was
they
two guys,
just trying
I think.
To, yeah, it was two guys. Oh, but oh, if it was...
I don't understand that.
Yeah, right. Jesus. But but I just look at it too as if Christopher Martin, I'm just saying because they were all co-stars in Housewives. If Christopher Martin would have come out and said, oh, I had a threesome.
Right.
It's
right.
nothing.
It would have been embraced and right. yay, let's cheer them on. But they was about to just try to
crucify
black
her.
And mm-hmm. she was like,
you
so
dirty,
what?
You dirty hooker.
That girl like, I am covered. I mean, so it's just.
And you probably did some worse stuff than that.
Right.
And trying to judge her
she
over here.
She said, and they got up the next morning and ate breakfast. And laugh and had conversation.
Now, I don't know. I have nothing against people who, you know, have threesomes or they call two women and a man a threesome.
Right.
They call two men and a woman a train.
And see, that's what I'm saying.
That's what they call it.
That's my whole point. What's the difference? To each his own. Whatever pleasures hurt. You and right. you're not hurting somebody. You can do it, but you don't have to announce it to everybody. That's just like one of my male friends that's gay. He's like, they don't try.
Choo-choo.
You still on the train, Yoshi? You
but
can't
that's
get
what
out your
strong bitch. That's what they say. Two women.
That's three. Hurt. But my whole thing is
two men a train.
But that's the whole thing, like. It's like different standards. It's right. different standards.
And it's not fair.
Just like they tried.
It's not fair.
And it's not fair.
It's all a threesome.
It's not.
That's what it is. Three people.
As I was saying, like one of my male friends, and he is gay, he's like, he said he doesn't like it when people just think that male guys always try to push up on straight men. No, they don't. They don't try to push them on them all the time.
Not all the time.
They can have a conversation right. and be friends with male friends, just like we're friends
right.
with
right.
women that are lesbian or they're bisexual. It's the same thing.
Right. You know, and I'm glad you said that because it is okay for you to be a straight person and have a gay or a lesbian friendships.
Right.
Even if y'all hang out and meet up at the, like, why... I just don't understand why men put so much emphasis on having a gay friend. Because people gonna look at them.
Somebody gonna read they gaydar.
But you don't. You're people know you if you gay or not. The streets talk. They gonna know. It's okay to be friends. But I'm just saying, it's okay to be friends with the person that you are. You know, a gay or like it's okay. I don't want people to feel like they gonna be judged. Like if you feel like that. What they call it? Homophobic.
Yeah.
If you got homophobic ways, like.
But that's just like a man saying, you got too many single friends, and I don't like you hanging out with all those single women because they're going to corrupt you into thinking you can do what single bitches do. I don't know. I've heard a lot of husbands say that. But if you know me and you know I'm solid, you should never have to question my loyalty to you if I have 20 single friends and I'm the only married one.
Right.
Because if you think that I'm that vulnerable or I'm that slow that I'm going to jeopardize my marriage to do what these single women are doing, then nigga, you don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
You don't trust
me. But I'm not getting rid of my single friends.
Yeah, and and
I probably won't hang out as much or
because I gotta do shit with my husband.
Right, but I'm not getting rid of them.
But I'm definitely going to make girl time with my friends. Because I want a life outside of my husband.
Mm-hmm.
So the same way I take relationship trips with my man, I'm going to also take them with my friends. I have a relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that should be respected.
Yeah, this world we live in.
So
yeah. I just think at that point, maybe the man that feels that way that the woman has a lot of single friends, do he feel like there's competition or does he feel
that somebody want to control your ass?
That too. And maybe he feel like he's not secure in his relationship and feel like you are doing things you're not supposed to be doing. Like,
mm-hmm. But here go to trust. If we don't have trust, we don't have anything.
Right. I'm not gonna be worrying about what my man doing when he leaving the house. I'm just not. Period. If I gotta do that, it doesn't. When I was married, or even in the relationship I'm in, I don't worry about what's gonna come to me. Gonna come to me. Yep. I don't go through no phones. Mm-mm. I've never done no shit like that.
Mm-mm.
Like, it all comes out eventually. Yep. I don't look for nothing. I don't be like, I noticed.
Right.
The phone rang 3 times, and you usually only let it ring once.
What's the girl name?
What you doing?
On Tiny and T.I. show, the Tiny's old hairdresser.
Shekinah.
She said, don't go through that man phone. Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be disappointed. Don't do it. Yes, who was she talking to? I can't remember. And she was like, yeah, I'm going through his phone.
My man going to be disappointed if he go through my phone. You might see something you don't want to see. And that ain't necessarily something a man sending me, but that might be me talking about.
Right. Well, talking about him.
You talk about you, what you ain't, how I'm displeased or dissatisfied with you. I mean, I'm sorry.
Mm.
So can we say in this day and age, can people be faithful to one person? Or are we setting ourselves up for a failure?
Mentally, physically, all of it, just everything, mentally faithful.
Everything.
Because even some people call cheating watching too much porn. They consider that cheating. If there is a lack of intimacy between the two of them and that person finds their partner watching more porn than paying them attention, they feel like that is cheating.
Why not ask and say, what are you looking at in the porn that you would like more of me to do, or you want to experience something that you're watching with me? I think we don't ask the questions.
Mm-hmm.
We just find the shit and be like, fuck you looking at these bitches on the red tube for? I ain't enough, motherfucker. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever look up red tube?
I did not. Oh, thank you for reminding me. I'm going to look it up.
My thing is,
So
you can get the same answers that you want all in how you construct your questioning. You know what I'm saying? Rather than being combative, mm-hmm. why not come as, hey, I noticed that, you know, you've been watching a lot of porn, something you mm-hmm. want to bring to the bedroom? You right. know, is it something you want to, rather than like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And that's just like, maybe mm-hmm. Maybe he likes spending more time with this young lady, and maybe the conversation. I just feel like you have to bring the conversation up to say, okay, are you happy?
Mm-hmm. Or maybe you're yeah. not doing something that you refuses to do, and right. and I get off by watching it or something, mm-hmm. or I don't know.
You know how many women don't ask their husband, am I fulfilling you? Do I right. make you happy?
And you need to ask that. Yeah. Even if the mood is right, you're like, look, can I ask you a question? You know, yeah. am I fulfilling all your needs? Or
but that's vice versa. Because
you don't want to always assume.
Yeah.
That's
you don't want to assume.
You don't want to always
and
assume.
And that's what I hear a lot, too. Like, well, I'm doing this, and I'm doing that, and this is what, you know, I keep the house clean, da-da-da-da-da. But, okay, it's possibly something else.
Like, oh, I broke her back.
Mm. You thought you okay. broke it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We okay. gotta be honest.
I'm just a really
we
great actress.
We gotta be honest about things.
Yeah. You broke her back off, but okay. What about everything else? Yeah.
Right.
Like, how is the communication?
But maybe she don't enjoy getting her back broke out. Maybe yeah. she wants you to be sensual mm-hmm. and take your time with her. Maybe mm-hmm. she don't want her goddamn vertebra broke mm-hmm. out mm-mm. every time. I mean, y'all just want to
right.
put the Timbs on somebody on and go to stomping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, I don't want nobody jumping up and down on my insides and have me walking fool at work the next day. Now I feel like right. I got a damn UTI.
Right.
Because you done bust my goddamn bladder loose. Mm-hmm. Like, that ain't fun.
Right.
Dummy.
I think to answer that question, Sue, I think we can't get around cheating, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you want to categorize it in this category. And mm-hmm. cheating is, I think it's cheating is cheating.
I think.
But it's, mm-hmm. Is cheating, will certain types of cheating cause me to end a relationship? You right. know, it to me, it's like, okay.
I think it's about boundaries too and self-control. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, yes, I do see a beautiful woman, but I'm not going to, I don't think she's worth it to jeopardize 3 years of a relationship or 3 years of a marriage. Or I see a wonderful man, great conversation, but I can't let it jeopardize what I have built
right.
with the individual that I was with. Or you find somebody that y'all speak the same language and say, hey, I'm going to be with Joseph and you go be with Mary, but we in the end, we're still together.
Like, so maybe the girl who wrote the letter versus having the conversation that she knew that he was meeting up with the girl, texting her, calling her, whatever, the conversation should have been restructured to say, I noticed that you're still in contact with your ex. Why did y'all break up in the first place? Mm-hmm. Let's ask that question. Because maybe they shouldn't have broken up.
Mm-hmm.
Two, what is it that you are getting from the conversations, the texts, the visitations that you feel like you need to have that I am not providing? Because apparently there's a division
yeah.
where you still feel like you need to go back over there. Mm-hmm. So see, you're voicing your displeasure in, you know, the meeting of them or the conversating with them, but you're not asking him the why.
Right.
So that's, you know, an issue on her part.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is the whole shit right? No.
No.
Because if it was clean and it was pure and it was nothing to it but friendly, mm-hmm. he wouldn't have a problem telling her when he was meeting her,
mm-hmm.
or he wouldn't have a problem with letting her know that they were still in touch.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that.
I have a question. Could you be in your relationship knowing that your ex is the best friend, like they are best friends? Could you be in a relationship with your knowing that his ex is his best friend or her ex is her best friend? Could you? I couldn't.
Well, maybe not. Maybe if it's not an ex, but maybe if it's
no,
the,
it's an
the,
ex.
The other sex.
It's an ex.
The oh. ex is the best friend?
Yes, that's his best friend, okay. the ex. And they dated
About 3.5-4 years, and it just didn't work out. Like, they just did not work out.
They're just better off as friends.
And she has a relationship. He has a relationship. And
but they still besties.
But they still
talk.
Because
that's gonna be tough.
It's gonna be very tough.
Because that's gonna really.
But if you know it, if you know it from the gate, I feel like
you
have to make a decision. Finding out later, that's a little like you gotta tell me this shit, nigga. Then I made a decision. Mm-hmm. But what about if they've never been in a relationship, but your friend, your best friend is the opposite sex.
I think I'm okay with that. Yeah. I'm not okay with the ex being the best friend. I'm not okay with that. You can be friends, but not your best friend.
I have two boy besties and their wives have an issue with me being their best friend.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But have y'all been in relationships?
No.
Oh, but no.
It don't matter. It's the wife.
But for me, for him to have a best friend female, I'm okay with that.
Right.
Because she's going to know, and it's actually him. Isn't it? It's not even her. Mm-hmm. It's him, his actions. Mm-hmm. You know, he is going to either allow things to happen or he's not going to allow things to happen. Mm-hmm. So I'm not even going to look at the female best friend sideways. Because she going to do what she going to do if she going to do it, right? Mm-hmm. But it's up to him to put forth that boundary. And if you are the best friend that you say, you're going to respect the relationship. Mm-hmm. So I'm not even worrying about her. She's cool. She's good with me. So because the moment I see something that ain't right, I'm going to address both.
I got to look up the video, and maybe I'll post it with this show. But LaToya Luckett had a song. And I really love LaToya Luckett's videos to her songs. Like, they are just like mini movies.
Yeah.
So basically, her man was the best friend of a woman. Very beautiful woman, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, LaToya Luckett, she had her little suspicions like, something just don't seem right, but that's your friend and yada, yada, yada. So what was happening was the girl, they had never been in a relationship before, but he saw how beautiful that the dude was treating LaToya Luckett. Mm-hmm. And so at a moment of vulnerability, when he was having, you know, a moment, a little riff with LaToya, the girl decides she was going to make her move and say, I want to be with you now. So, he looking like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And she like, but I've always loved you.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And so now you like, damn, my girl been telling me she feel right about your shit from the gate. Mm-hmm. And now this is what you showing me. And I basically been telling her you crazy. Mm-hmm. That's just my friend. Mm-hmm. So what does he do?
Mm-hmm.
So I can't remember how the whole situation played out, but it just kind of put him like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
What now?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, guys. You might be setting yourself up for one of those situations if you have a girl bestie. Now, not mine. I don't want neither one of my best friends.
And it's like, you got problems with your husband. You don't really got problems with me.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look at it.
I just...
Why is the woman a threat? That's what you got to ask.
Yeah. So, that goes back to you. Ask the questions as to why... He may be, those eyes may be wandering other places when it's concerning you. Women so busy focus on the bitch. You ain't focus on you the bitch. What's your problem, lady?
Mm-hmm.
That's turning him away from his attentions away from you to other people.
And if that's the case, then y'all don't need to be together. You need to go ahead and just sever the relationship and just end, because if you are not, if he's, you giving him the concern and he's still doing X, Y, and Z, then you setting yourself up for failure at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave the relationship, because it's not going to get any better. He's going to feel like, I'm not doing anything wrong. It's you, you're, you know, what is it?
don't know.
I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? Damn, I have a blank. Like, you know, insecure. Mm-hmm. You are insecure about what we have going on. So, if, and you know, some people like to play that shit on you too. They like to say, oh, it's just your insecurities. Nah, mm-hmm. you oh, doing some.
We in
know,
the age of mind games.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers
mind
is good
games and wordplay. Mind games and wordplay is on the all-time high right mm-hmm. now.
Well, oh, I never
the audacity
said,
is on the all-time high.
I never said we was dating. I said we was kicking it.
And so at that what? Point, yes, yeah, right. It's exit stage left. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just leave because he's playing with you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like it, at this point in time in life, why even have expectations for people? Like, just do what you do. And mm-hmm. if it's going to come a point in time, I don't feel like everything has to have a title. I don't think everything has to have instructions or you must do this mm-hmm. or to be politically correct or proper etiquette. Just live your fucking life with good morals.
And a level of understanding.
Right. And always say to yourself,
comprehension.
Before you do something, would I want somebody to do this shit to me?
Right.
So if you know that you wouldn't want to be treated this way or done this way or have so, then you don't fucking do it. And if everybody lived life like that, you don't need all those boundaries and parameters and this, that, and the other, because everybody's doing the right thing for the right reason, you know, with the right moral compass. Just have a good heart in everything mm-hmm. you do. And then you don't need all that validation and, you know, it's too much
relationships
for me
are
to
hard,
be fucking
man.
Thinking about.
Is it hard or do we make it hard?
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what I tell people all the time. Life is easy. People make it hard.
People make it hard.
With their own mind.
Because life can be easy because you have the control mm-hmm. of the outcome you want, right? For the most part. For the most part, you have, the decision is still yours to either deal with it or do something about it. So you're right. Life can be easy. People make it hard.
Yeah.
Because we all have choices at the end of the day. And we can choose how we want to be happy.
Absolutely.
I choose to be happy. I'm not going to sit
here
and
suffer.
Or
do we want to be happy?
Whatever your happy is like I always say, whatever your happy is, as long as you're not hurting mm-hmm. anybody else or yourself, go with it.
Right.
It's
right.
your prerogative.
Because
go ahead.
I'm going to even go back to that shit the little girl sent in the message mm-hmm. about the relationship and the boy. Me even typing up some shit like that would just make me angry. I'm not going to fucking do it. Me looking at the comments on how stupid everybody thought I was or what I should have did, that's going to make me mad. So I'm not even going to set myself up to get myself in my feelings about my situation mm-hmm. and how other people feel about it. Because at the end of the day, it's me and this dude. If he don't make me feel good, if right. I feel like that there's a problem, I'm going to just be like, hey, just go be with your friend because
right.
this shit don't make me feel good. And that's that. Look, you done eliminated two situations that's going to make you feel even worse than what the fuck
yeah,
you already
people
do.
People make fun of your pain. People make fun. They use it and they throw it back in your face like, you're so dumb. Like, wow, really? And then it's like, she already have low self-esteem. Because that right there is low self-esteem. If you got to question yourself and your, like, at some, you know, to me, that's low self-esteem. And now mm-hmm. you're making fun of me, so that's not going to make me feel better.
Right.
I mean, some people subject themselves to being ridiculed and they open that door up for people to make their own opinions for mm-hmm. it. So it's either deal with the repercussions of that or don't say anything at all and just move in silence and do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
There's a song, before we get ready to go, there's a song that I was singing to my daughter the other day. Y'all might have heard it on Instagram before. And it's just a song that it's a hood song too. Probably something I shouldn't enjoy as much as I do.
Oh gosh,
but yes. I fucking
but
do.
It's, okay.
It's called Big Mood by Bree Triller.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I never
and
heard that.
She just basically like, this dude is playing with her. So she like, I ain't about to get in my feelings about this nigga. I ain't crying by no nigga, riding by no nigga house, spying on no nigga. Let's get some money and get fine on these niggas. Because it's one, two, three, four.
I know a song you're talking about.
500 motherfucking niggas out here.
Yeah.
I'm going to be mad about one nigga when it's 500,000 niggas out here.
Yep. That's the mindset to have. Seriously.
And now these young ladies, these days, they have that mindset.
Nigga, what?
They have that mindset.
I wish I had that mindset when I was younger.
I wouldn't give a damn if I was 80 years old and a pamper.
One thing I can say about these young ladies, they got it, boo.
I got it now.
Oh, buddy.
I done had the mindset for about a good 20 years now.
Whew.
However,
you ain't supposed to be chasing no nigga. You supposed to be chasing the check, baby.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't supposed to be texting about the boy. You were supposed to be texting another nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this nigga playing with me. So, hey, sir, what you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mr. Inbox.
Who said?
He playing.
Who was the roster girl? Who said she had him on the roster?
You.
Area codes. Who is that? Yeah. Is that Red? Who is that?
One of my nieces.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
You got it.
But baby.
I think you
might have me confused for about 24 hours.
Know.
I like
that. I'll give you 48 hours of being me being a little blindsided and confused. I'm going to give you that. Because I'm sitting here like, what the? But you best believe.
I ain't pouring out my heart. I ain't crying. Mm-mm. I ain't rolling around in the flow. I ain't clutching my chest. I ain't not eating. Hell no.
Mm-mm.
Hell no. Life too short.
It is.
Next nigga.
Oh, that's Cali.
Okay. I'm
look,
telling you.
I had to look it up. That's Cali.
I'm telling you.
You
like,
missed the bus. Another one coming.
It's coming.
Next nigga.
Every 15 minutes in some cities.
Or you don't even have to. Or you don't have to say next. You could just say, you know what? God, this is your way of telling me it's my time to focus on me.
Peace.
Yep.
Beyond. To you.
Yep.
There you go.
There you go.
Thank you, God, for allowing me the space to put my priorities in order and work on me. You see that?
As our Facebook friend say in all his texts, in his post now, hashtag go with God. There you go.
There you go. You better.
There you go.
That's the safest route, way to travel.
Go with God.
Be well.
Yes.
Be well.
Peace be on to you.
Yep.
I love it. Who crying? Who mad? Who sad?
I'll give you about
24 hours.
I might stretch it to 24 48.
24 hours too long.
24 hours. What Bill Cosby said to Vanessa on that Cosby show that time, you going to sing your sad songs and everything tonight. But tomorrow is a new day.
It is.
And we're going to have a smile on our face.
Ooh. Shake it.
Yeah, well, I'm a let them have all the grace.
But
they
you know,
want.
In order to get there, somebody had to take you there,
right? To get there.
To get there.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have been taken there, you never gonna go back there again. You gonna have that big mood energy or big mood mindset.
Yep,
I'm telling you, you gonna live long enough. You gonna learn.
Yep,
oh,
that's like my grandma used to say. Just keep on living.
People think that.
Oh.
I was trying to show y'all my little story for today, but I posted something this morning that, and it said basically like self-care is like the key to happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I just take extra good care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at the highest frequency, it attracts everything you want in life.
And just to say, self-care isn't always going to get a massage, you know, spending money. Self-care can.
Self-care
can
is taking
sit
care
in your
of yourself.
Bed and binge watch TV and eat what you know you're not supposed to eat all day. Just staying to yourself.
As they
walking
say.
Walking outside.
God bless a child that has his own.
Yeah.
Has his own mind.
Yeah.
Has his own way of making way through life. God blesses a child that has its own.
Yep.
And takes care of its own.
And take and take care of it.
Mm-hmm. And I damn sure ain't gonna take care of nobody else.
Do not
better than
your
I take care of myself.
The life of somebody else and expect them to nurture it and expect them to grow and expect them to do all the things that you're supposed to be doing for yourself. You're not a baby. You're mm-hmm. not an elderly person. You're not to the point where you cannot care for yourself.
Mm-hmm. And most people would think that the way I love myself and take care of myself is selfish. And I call it selfless. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. No. And like I said, y'all, it's about boundaries. Right. And what you allow into your space. Mm-hmm. But it's your decision.
Yep. The mind is a terrible thing
to waste. I'm never going to take care of anyone better than I take care of me, because I can't give you 100% if I am not at 100%.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what good is a broken woman to be taking care of people?
Mm-hmm. Right.
No, mm-hmm. I'm not doing that.
She'll never replenish herself. She's too busy giving what she don't have.
There you go.
Right.
You can't give what you don't have.
Mm-mm. Right.
It's an illusion. Mm-hmm. It's definitely an illusion.
It's like how people know they ain't got
borrow
no
credit.
Money. Yeah, they borrow money from this place and that place to pay, robbing Peter to pay Paul. Mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
But at the end result, you're still at a deficit.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the point altogether?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yep.
Y'all hustling backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And we gonna end on that.
Mm. Well, y'all can catch this episode and all of our other episodes on all social platforms at The VARY Necessary Podcast, The Very Necessary Podcast, and never miss an episode on our website at TheVARYNecessaryPodcast.com. You can also send us an also very necessary letter to our email, TheVARYNecessaryPodcast@gmail.com. Susie.
All right. Each week, do something to improve your physical, financial, social, spiritual, emotional, and mental health. Why? Because self-care is very necessary.
Bye-bye.
Bye.